Today is the Sunday to speak to you about Satan. He is real, despite what people think. He is more than just an ugly extra, some kind of a footnote in the great drama of salvation. Remember the word from the Latin or the Greek, salus, which means health of soul as well as ultimate health of body. I was talking to Father Siordia this past week because I'll be going to Mexico on Tuesday for my annual pastoral visit. I was talking to Father Siordia, and he mentioned to me, as he often will, that it was just 3 weeks ago that he performed an exorcism. And then I thought, well, I did one just 1 week ago. Father Siordia did it for a young man who was 25, as they often do. This fellow had made a contract or a pact with the devil, and he was indeed possessed. And all of the prayers of the formal exorcism were recited successfully. And the devil seemed to have left, but then the man was unconscious. And for all Father knew, he looked dead to him. And he thought to himself, oh no, I can't imagine the scandal that would ensue if this happens. A priest, you know, kills a man during exorcism. So he prayed the longer. And about 30 minutes later, the man regained consciousness, or seemingly returned to life. This talk about exorcisms, is it something exotic? As I mentioned, I did one just a week ago. One of the little Brockman grandchildren, little Gianna man. And you had one, the same one that I did, some priest did for you, if you were baptized in the old or the traditional Catholic rite. The Novus Ordo rite does not have the exorcisms in it. Why would it? Our Lord says in the Gospel today, every kingdom divided against itself shall not stand. And the Novus Ordo, like all of the new religion, comes from the devil. It is not an optional choice for those who prefer the modern way. It is promoted by the series of Antichrist false popes. Please keep that truth in mind. St. Luke writes today, at that time Jesus was casting out a devil, and the same was dumb. And when he had cast out the devil, the dumb spoke, and the multitude were in admiration at it. The very incident then, recorded in today's Holy Gospel, took place in your life. And for some of you, it was at that very font when you were baptized. The priest, who is the Alter Christus, the other Christ, came, and he drove the evil spirit who had possessed you since the moment of your conception. For in sin was I conceived. David writes that already in the Old Testament psalm, the Miserere. And you were born a second time, now free of original sin and a child of God, the devil having been driven out of your soul. Christ is stronger than Satan when we renounce him and all of his works and all of his pomps. We engage necessarily in a lifelong struggle against him. We are incorporated into Christ. We share his life. He is the strong one who now comes to our soul. But remember this truth. He who is not with me is against me. We place ourselves under the banner of Christ the King. And what communication hath Christ with Belial? For us, Christians, there can be no neutral position. It kills me. Today, even we, traditional Catholics, have so many don't go there subjects. Say among friends, there may be an elephant in the living room, but it's understood you'd never bring it up because you would get into trouble. Or parents, regardless of how old your children are meant not to notice certain things. and they're certainly not allowed to say anything on certain topics. Or Catholics. For us Catholics around here, you mustn't ever say anything about baptism or the Pope, because once something is declared controversial, that means somebody has misunderstood or rejected a Catholic doctrine or Catholic morals, why then you're no longer allowed to talk about it, because then you see you'd be being divisive. But with these rules, the devil rules. How else does he do it? Beside the obvious. How else does he extend his kingdom? Sometimes he does it by sickness. Is illness, and especially disease, from the devil? Little exorcism prayers are very popular. Priests often give them out daily in Europe now, as well as in Mexico, just as we would do, say, the blessing of the sick. Are we Americans missing the boat here? Well, disease and the devil are linked. Sickness, remember, entered the world with original sin of Adam and Eve, our first parents. And along with that came suffering of every kind, and finally, the punishment of death. The devil certainly uses illness to gain the upper hand, to tempt us to sin in general, but in particular, he tempts sick people to sadness, to a certain self-pity, to want to give up, to slack off, and sometimes even to despair. And this is the reason we pray so earnestly for our sick daily, not only for healing of the body, but also for protection, healing of the soul. Does the devil make people sick? Father Siordia, who's had some experience with him, thinks he does cause certain incurable illnesses, which is an interesting theory on his part. Does he make people sick? Well, we choose to sin. He doesn't make us sin. We have a free will. And sometimes sin, which is of course rooted in the soul, leads to sickness of the body as well. In this sense, great anger, long nourished resentment, or even habitual, severe impatience. These things do lead, it seems, to all sorts of diseases, high blood pressure and heart disease and strokes and stress and that sort of thing. And then there are the more obvious connections between sin and bodily illness, those sins of the soul which take their toll surely upon the flesh, and everyone acknowledges this, the sins of impurity, which lead to all sorts of diseases, and then the new disease of AIDS some 20, 30 years ago. And then drunkenness, of course, gluttony, the sins of intemperance. We are creatures composed, made up together, of body and of soul, and often enough, what the one does affects the other. So the devil, who hates us, tries to get at both. He is not your friend. When you get a temptation, an idea to do something bad, that's the enemy speaking. For God's sake and your own, say a little prayer and think of something else. It is only prudent for a Christian, knowing the reality of Satan in our world, to know the link between him and sickness, to remember doctors are not gods. They do not have all of the answers. On a good day, they will do their best. sometimes even that doesn't happen. You may be making yourself sick, or the devil may indeed be making you sick, or it may simply be God's adorable will sent to you as a chastisement in the body to save your soul. So search your conscience, examine it carefully when you're ill. Speak to the priest, your confessor, about it, and speak to the doctor, Jesus, about it, and our own good Mother Mary, whom we honor as the Salus Infirmorum, the health of the sick. Confess, but I mean make a good, thorough confession, especially when you regain your strength and you can think more clearly. Especially examine your conscience about habitual sins, grudges you've held for a long time, anger to which you easily give way, and examine yourself about your secret sins you do not want to admit, not even to yourself, much less to Father in the confessional. Is the devil in it? How to tell? This is actually what Father Siordia does. People sometimes who, like the hemorrhaging woman last week in the sermon, who are desperate, who've spent all of their money on doctors and still have no cure, people will come to him at his church, because that's what people do in Mexico. They go to see the priest all the time. They're not sure, he says, what they want, but they want something. So what Father will do is he has a sort of a 3-day program of prayer. Very charitable of him. And he starts them out by taking, this is the custom, a spoonful of the oil of the sanctuary lamp that burns before the Blessed Sacrament, because God often uses that to work miracles. And then he gives them the sick blessing, which is called reading the Gospels, the beginning of the 4 Holy Gospels. When he gets to the last Gospel of the Mass, that is to say, St. John's, he has the sick person slowly drink holy water. And then, if the devil's in it, all hell breaks loose. Very interesting. He comes out then at that point. He can't bear the last gospel. That is why they took it out of the Mass, I assure you. And then if the great exorcism, as it's called, the long Latin prayers are required with fasting, Father charitably performs that as well. What about for us? What about for us? By all means, do you have holy water in your home? Do you ever sprinkle it? Keep holy water there and use it. Do you have a St. Benedict medal someplace in your home, or do you wear one? The miraculous medal? And prayers. I'm sending home with you today in the little Lenten meditations some little short exorcism prayers. When you feel a need for them, save them and go ahead and say them. And in the prayer leaflet for the other Masses, we have that beautiful Queen, August Queen of Heaven prayer, which Our Lady revealed as being very powerful against the devil. Remember, there's all sorts of things that are caused by the devil. A lot of enmity and a lot of pride. He cannot stand humility. Don't just stand on recited prayers or sprinkling of holy water. Do something humble. If you want to really get rid of the devil, he'll just leave right away. That he cannot bear. But most of all, use God's grace and help against these kinds of sins. I mean, anger and pride, the refusal to forgive, and the sins of impurity we do not want to admit even to ourselves. And there are a lot of those going on. All of these sins the devil uses to make us doubt God's love or look for it elsewhere. As the song goes, looking for love in all the wrong places. And many people are singing that song, I'm afraid. And the devil hardens our heart by this means. Let us rather look to her heart, the Immaculate One. She perfectly hears the word of God, and she keeps it. No wonder Our Lady is the health of the sick. Ask her, in a simple childlike way today, to heal you, body and soul, by her prayers to the Holy Ghost, who is the finger of God, and he is the one who will drive out the demons of any kind of disease, of the body or of the soul. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.